On Mondays and Wednesdays, I teach a course at Stern College, Medical Treatment on Shabbos. Each semester, I begin by quoting the following passage from the Talmud Yerushalmi about overriding Shabbos to save lives. One who is energetic is praiseworthy. One who is consulted is meguna, disgraceful. And one who asks questions is a shedder of blood. Now, it's obvious that one who saves lives energetically deserves praise. And it's true that one who stops to ask questions might unintentionally allow someone to die, God forbid. But why is the rabbi who is consulted about whether to override Shabbos considered disgraceful? The Mishnah Berurah explains that rabbis are responsible lidrosh bepirka, to speak publicly, explaining what to do in the event of health emergencies on Shabbos. Now, I've heard that Rabbi Schwab spoke on this topic in the past, but I realize that I talk about this topic every Monday and Wednesday, so I should really bring it up on Shabbos. I picked this Shabbos because our Parsha includes in it the words V'rapo yirape, and he shall surely heal, which is the halachic basis for practicing medicine. A Gemara tells the story of a group of Tanoim, sages from the Mishnah's time, who were traveling together. Some of the biggest names were present, including Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And a student asked them, "I know that we override Shabbos to save a life, but what is the halachic basis for that?" First, Rabbi Yishmael answered, and then each of the Tanoim offered a different answer, each apparently unsatisfied with his predecessors, until Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh presented the last argument in the group. He said, "Chalel Shabbos achas kedei sheyishmor Shabbosos harbe. Override one Shabbos in the hope that the patient will observe many Shabbatot." Basic math. Sacrifice one Shabbos, gain many. Fast forward to the next generation, and in Amora, Shmuel rejected all of the approaches of the Tanoim and put forth a different idea. In Parshas Achrimos, Hashem instructs, "Guard my statutes and laws which a person will practice v'chai bohem, and live by them." Shmuel comments, "V'lo sheyamus bohem. Live by the mitzvos, and don't die for them." Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh and Shmuel are both correct. We invoke each of their approaches. Trade one Shabbos for many Shabbatot, and live by the mitzvos, don't die for them, in halacha. But the Gemara declares that Shmuel's idea, v'chai bohem, live by the mitzvos, is a superior argument. I think that by choosing Shmuel's approach, this Gemara is pointing to a great truth. The argument of trade one Shabbos for many Shabbatot doesn't really prioritize human life. It prioritizes Shabbos. It teaches, your life is valuable because as long as you live, you can observe Shabbos. So abandon this Shabbos in order to gain many Shabbatot. That's not the winning argument. The winning argument is v'chai bahem, that Hashem prioritizes human life. Hashem gave us the mitzvos, but Hashem values our lives more. This is how we know to override Shabbos. More broadly, this is how we know how much Hashem cares about us. The Torah is the blueprint for the universe, but the architect drafted the blueprint in order to build us. That's why we override Shabbos to save lives. It will be unrealistic to try to squeeze all of the laws of medicine on Shabbos into a drasha, but I want to highlight 6 points, each one very briefly. First, the telephone number for Hatzalah is 718-230-1000. The next 3 points relate to sudden emergencies. If we think someone is in danger, we override Shabbos ourselves, and we don't outsource it to a child or a non-Jew. Even if we have a child or a non-Jew available, we do it ourselves. Second, if we aren't sure there is danger, but we think there might be, we override Shabbos. Common example of possible danger, someone falls down the steps, hits their head, and loses consciousness. Another example, a broken bone where the bone protrudes from the skin, or it's a longer bone and the two ends are not in line. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach gave a simple rule defining what is a danger to life for this purpose. Any situation that most people would desperately avoid as a danger to life, that's when we override Shabbos. Third, if someone needs to go to the hospital, we send someone with them to calm them and to make sure they are looked after. If that person cannot go in the same vehicle as the patient, they should go separately. Those are about sudden emergencies. The fifth point of the six relates to planning in advance, such as when a woman's due date is around Shabbos. In halachic terminology, Shabbos is dichuya. In practice, that means that when we have the luxury of arranging things beforehand, we plan in a way that reduces any overriding of Shabbos. So if someone knows they might need to travel to the hospital on Shabbos, they should prepare their vehicle in advance. That includes arranging a non-Jewish driver, and if possible, giving all necessary instructions and arranging any payment all before Shabbos. If one must use one's own car, then prepare the car in advance. Make sure the car isn't blocked by other cars, remove unnecessary items, place in the car any documents needed for identification or operation of the vehicle, turn off the radio and AC, disable any light bulb that goes on when you open the door if that won't slow things down when you actually need the car on Shabbos. And finally, there is a rabbinic prohibition against using medicine on Shabbos, lest one grind ingredients. Even though we don't grind up herbs to make Tylenol today, the decree remains for reasons beyond the scope of this drasha. However, medicine is 100% allowed for someone whose life is in danger. Medicine is 100% allowed for someone who is bedridden due to illness or whose whole body is in pain. Examples include someone with a flu, migraine, elevated fever, or moderate to severe anxiety. This also includes children age 6 and below, and in certain cases it may include older children as well. Medicine is also allowed to prevent someone from becoming bedridden or having their whole body in pain. For example, someone who feels a migraine coming on may take medication to prevent it from getting worse. Also, if someone starts a course of medication before Shabbos and pausing it would undermine their treatment, they may continue it on Shabbos. Last, one may mix medicine into food before Shabbos and consume it on Shabbos. There's a lot more to say, obviously. I'd be happy to discuss it further. But this is how we fill the V'chai Bahem imperative, because Hashem values our lives even more than Shabbos. One of my students at Stern asked a question at the beginning of the semester. If Halacha values our lives so much, how can a soldier go to war, entering danger? We expect that some chayalim will die, a pain we have experienced repeatedly since Shmini Atzeres. The Menachas Chinuch asked that question. So did Rav Kook. The Menachas Chinuch answered that the necessity of war overrides concern for our lives. Rav Kook argued similarly, the needs of the community outweigh the needs of the individual chayal. To word things a little differently, war is a fulfillment of V'chai Bahem, the community ensuring that it will continue to exist. May we merit to learn the laws of V'chai Bahem, of saving individual lives on Shabbos. If danger arises, God forbid, and we need to implement these laws to save the lives that Hashem values so much, may we do so correctly. And may Klal Yisrael fulfill the communal V'chai Bahem in this time of war, so that the Jewish people will again be able to live safely by the mitzvos in our land.